So in Resh Tes Zayin, Sif Yud Beis, also known as page 261. So we're talking about the brachos over scents, over smells. So I think we did this last time, but it was a while ago, since before Hanukkah. So Machaber says as follows: Mevarchim al Mugmar. You make a bracha on Mugmar. What's Mugmar? So the Rama, the parentheses explains, Perish Besamim Shemasima al Gacholim. It's something pleasant that has a pleasant smell, which you put on coals, la riakwahem. So it's incense. Something that we burn. So this is different than anything we've learned before. So now you make a bracha on the incense. Now the Mishbura explains here the incense is there because you want a pleasant smell. As opposed to what? As opposed to, the Mishabura says, as opposed to if you have incense or anything else that smells good, to get rid of sirchon, to get rid of a foul odor. So, for example, besides the fact you make about making a bracha in a bathroom, so leaving that aside, but you know, we have air fresheners. You know, some people also have not only in their... In a bathroom, but like another place also, sometimes in the kitchen, there's a very strong smell. People don't like that smell. So they have like one of those solid air wick things, and you lift it up. And so the question would be, in that case, would you make a bracha? Answer is, you would not. You would not, because you don't make a bracha on something, and this is what we learn, one of the things we learn out from this halacha, that even though you get, maybe you get pleasure, you like the smell, but still, since it is there to get rid of the foul odor, so you don't make a bracha on that. But let's say not. Again, let's go back to the Machaber's case. The Machaber's case is that you want incense, right? You want people have it in their house, they have those, what are they called, diffusers, whatever they're called, with the sticks coming out, whatever they're called.
Candles.
What?
Or candles.
Right? Aromatherapy. Or Shemala, so when do you make a bracha on those? Right? So it's an interesting question. When do you make a bracha on that? So in other words, normally like if you have cloves, so you know, you hold it somewhere, you don't smell it, you make the bracha, and then you smell it. Here, when do you make a bracha on it? So Mechaber says, Misha'ala kitar ashano. Once the pillar, once the smoke starts coming up. Kodim she'agil orech, before you get to smell it. But in other words, the Mechaber is saying that we, as we all know, we make a bracha first, and then whatever it is. It could be by a mitzvah, it's over Lasiyasan, make the bracha, then do the action, right, tefillin. Make the bracha, then you tighten the strap. Same thing with food. Make the bracha, then you eat it. Same thing with smells. You make the bracha, then you smell. So the same thing here. You want to make it that you... you make the bracha before the scent, but you don't want to make it too far detached from the bracha. So in other words, you light the thing, and then once the smoke or the incense starts rising up, then you make the bracha. Mishavura says, b'dieved, let's say you made it before that, before the pillar or whatever it is starts coming up, you're yotze b'dieved, as long as you were not... you did not speak in between. You were not mafsik, bein time is. As long as you weren't mafsik in between. So that's when you would make the bracha. Make the bracha once it comes up. Now look at the next case, Yud Gimel, just very quickly. Yud Gimel, next page, 262. Mugmar im us im hushal eitz. Let's say this incense is made out of a bark type of thing, which could be. And again, you have this bark, and then you light it, and you smell it. So the bracha would be bore atse besamen, right? We saw that before. So it's a bark, it's a tree. Vim esev, if it's an herb and you're burning the herb, bore isve besamen. So then the bracha you make is bore isve besamen. Now you might say, the Mishabura says you should say bore isve besamen. The Berhete brings down two different opinions. Some say asve besamen, asbe besamen. And so, and the second opinion he brings down is like the Mishabur says, Isve Besamen. Mishabur says, it's Ve Besamen. It's an E sound and a Ve sound at the end. So it's anyways, if it's an herb, so then you make that bracha. V'im sharg minim, let's say it's some other concoction and you're burning it to make, so then you make a brei minei v'samim. So that would be the bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings up a very interesting point, and that is that you make a bracha, let's say it's a bark, and you make a bracha on this. So it's a very interesting idea, and really goes back to the idea with Mugmar. Because the chiddush here is that we make a bracha on it, even though I'm going to make a borei atzei besomim, but really, why is it an atzei besomim? By the time I get the smell, it's burnt. It's not a tree anymore. It's not a bark anymore. It's ash. So why am I making a borei atzei besomim? So the Mishnah Berurah says, lo nishtan de berichaso, we don't change the bracha, even though it gets burnt. The burning isn't considered that you've destroyed the tree. Rather, this is the idea of the tree. In other words, I guess, I don't know, maybe Mr. Cohen knows, other people, I don't know. But there's barks that, I don't think you eat them or anything like that, but they're made to be burnt. Oh, Mr. Richards, you're our resident, right? Mr. McConnish guy, you're the resident smell.
Odor.
Odor, whatever you want to call it. We can leave the title.